This is Mizzou Music, a one-hour weekly exploration into the sounds coming out of the Mizzou School of Music. My guest in studio this hour is Leslie Perna. She's a viola faculty in the MU School of Music, and she's also one-fourth of the Esterhazy Quartet. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
We're here today not necessarily to talk about Leslie Perna, not necessarily to talk about the Esterhazy Quartet, but something called the Missouri String Project and the Missouri Youth Orchestra Concert that's coming up next Sunday, May the 8th. What happens on May the 8th?
Well, on May the 8th, all of our very newest musicians in the city of Columbia, Missouri, will be playing a Mother's Day gift for their mothers. They're going to give them the gift of a wonderful, beautiful concert of music that they've been working on for the semester. And it will include the Missouri String Project students who have been studying for either 1 year or 2 years. And the other half of the program is the Missouri Youth Orchestra, which is an extension of the String Project, where some of our students, as they get older, progress into the Youth Orchestra. So those are then students all the way up to the eighth grade.
What is the Missouri String Project beyond this Mother's Day concert?
It's actually an extraordinary offering that we have at the University of Missouri. There are other string projects around the country, but the philosophy behind the String Project concept began about 50 years ago with a wonderful woman named Phyllis Young, who was the cello professor at the University of Texas in Austin. And she started this concept of the String Project, which would be sort of a win-win-win-win situation for the community and for the university and for the students, both the college students and the community students. So how it works is that the Columbia The young students in the Columbia Public Schools win because they get an opportunity to begin a string instrument long before they would get the chance in the public schools. So they actually start in the third grade instead of the sixth grade. So they get an opportunity to start much earlier, which is much, much better for string instruction. The university students get an enormous win because they get hands-on experience in teaching group classes, conducting orchestra, writing lesson plans, working with this age group, and that includes students all the way from third grade to eighth grade. And a lot of them are music education students who are really interested in doing this. And all of them who have gone through this program and then gone out into the public schools have said how valuable the program is for them, for their experience. It's a win also for the community because we have string players getting started when they should get started in the third grade instead of waiting all the way to sixth grade. So we have a much stronger string program here. And the university wins because it's a really wonderful outreach program to the community.
Why is it important for a young musician to get that string instrument in their hands in the third grade instead of waiting three more years?
There's a, you know, if you ask one of the developmental specialists, they'll tell you that there are certain ages when things are best learned. And about the third grade, about age eight, is a really good time for students to be, is a really malleable time for them to be learning things. And they're starting to read well. And so we can start to introduce music to them, not only as playing the instrument, but actually all the concepts behind it. So actually reading music and learning about all the things that go with it. So it's a really good time. If you wait until sixth grade, they've passed a lot of the sort of the malleable part of the brain where things are easier to learn. So things just get harder and harder to learn as you get older, and especially physical things. So it becomes, it's more of a challenge the later you wait. So in third grade, it's pretty much the perfect age for reading and starting to learn the principles behind playing. Every fall, we start a new class of students, and we generally begin them in the third grade. Sometimes we have students who are a little older who missed the opportunity in third grade, and they might be in fourth grade. They can still join us. We actually go out to every single elementary school in Columbia, and we play a demonstration concert where kids can hear all the instruments, get a chance to fall in love. And then we have them come and meet with us in the fall in September at one of our String Project open houses. And then they can come and they get the chance to try all of the instruments and see which one really speaks to them. And they're going to have a really hard time because all of them, violin, viola, cello, are amazing instruments that anyone would want to play. So they have to choose one. And then they can begin in the program with us right after that. So we begin right away in September and have our first concert in December and then continue on for the next, all the way through eighth grade if they want to stay with us.
That's Leslie Perna. She's the viola instructor at the University of Missouri School of Music. She heads up the Missouri String Project and the Missouri Youth Orchestra Concert, which is this Sunday, May the 8th at 3 p.m. in the Whitmore Recital Hall. That's in the Fine Arts Building here on the MU campus. Leslie, thanks for making the time to come by today.
Of course, my pleasure.